Friends, this is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, when I go onto the internet, my computer brings up several news items from around the world. One article that recently caught my eye was about a male transgender swimmer that was winning all the races and setting new records in women's swimming at a United States college. The thought that came to my mind was that a third division of athletes might be needed. The men's division, the transgender division, and the women's division. If this trend continues, might it be the death of women's athletics as we know it?
Well, while a third division's been proposed, the reality is they don't want to go that direction. The International Olympic Committee basically decided that it's not going to go that way. And this has caused a lot of concerns out there. There's an article this week that I saw that the new Olympic guidelines emphasize inclusion of transgender athletes, and that just you're only supposed to disqualify them after proof of an unfair and disproportionate advantage. And what the International Olympic Committee actually said was athletes should be allowed to compete in the category that best aligns with their self determined gender identity. Now, the swimmer that you mentioned is a male who's identifying as female. And he was not a particularly good male swimmer, but he's wins all kinds of things going against the females. The effects of what, however, the International Olympic Committee are doing is very far reaching because it sets the tone for sports in community groups, high schools, and all around the globe. It decided in November of 2022 that there was no presumptive of advantage for male to female competitors. And that's simply not true.
So what is the reaction of women athletes to the IOC's decision?
Well, a lot of former Olympic athletes, women's, are basically saying this is clearing a path for biological males to infiltrate female sports, and that eventually female sports will deteriorate and basically go away. They say it's a total disregard for women and girls. That was actually a comment from Mara Yamanuchi, two-time Olympic marathoner from the United Kingdom. And she also said that this is going to destroy women's sports. And she's upset that the IOC really didn't care what people like her said. Now, transgender activists think this is a good thing because all kids deserve access to sports. But by doing this, this actually blocks women from being motivated to compete, to exercise, and do all kinds of things. Inga Thompson, who is a cyclist who represented the U.S. in the Olympics three times, said that this statement, by acknowledging that women need a separated category, but at the same time, they're saying they're not going to do it. And she says multiple studies show that young women, if they're not given sex-separated sports stuff, they get discouraged and they just drop out. And so girls and women end up basically dropping out of sports. There's also a safety concern. Sometimes female athletes have been overpowered and badly injured by males who identify as transgender female. And this is another reason why women tend to drop out.
Based on these comments from these other athletes, it would seem that some feel there's an unfair advantage for transgender males to compete in women's sports.
Well, certainly, but unfortunately, even though people like myself have been screaming about this for years, here's something that the International Olympic Committee had published in a British medical journal, quote, "No presumption of advantage. No athlete should be precluded from competing or excluded from the competition on the exclusive ground of an unverified, alleged, or perceived unfair competitive advantage due to their sex variations, physical appearance, and or transgender status. Until evidence, determines otherwise, athletes should not be deemed to have an unfair or disproportionate competitive advantage due to their sex variations, physical appearance, and or transgender status. And they think that this builds upon their idea of being non-discriminatory. But this is just all nonsense. In Romans 1:19, the Bible warns about those who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And that's exactly what the International Olympic Committee is doing here. But, you know, others have been absurd, too. I want to read something that a CNN writer said. It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth, and there's no conscious criteria or no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. That was according to CNN's Devin Cole.
Just it does absurd. Seem absurd. Yeah. Within the scientific community, is there any verifiable difference between a man and a woman?
Certainly. But before getting there, as far as consensus, there's been a consensus for thousands of years by billions of people what their sex identity was at birth. As far as how sex is identified, you know, life science mentions, for example, females have XX chromosomes, males have XY chromosomes. No matter what you do, that's the deal. Once somebody's been conceived, this is what happens. And no matter what you do in terms of surgery, exercise, non-exercise, hormones, whatever you do, doesn't change it. The LGBTQ crowd doesn't only push transgenderism, but they push this idea that gender is fluid. The idea you can be something one day and then something else the next day.
Can men and women really alter their sex as the LGBTQ community asserts?
Well, they can try to appear to look different, but it doesn't change them because your chromosomes never change. Now, there was a groundbreaking genetic study that pinpointed 6,500 genes that differ between males and females. So even if you mutilate somebody, would do various other things or take hormones, that's not going to change anything. I mean, it's not going to change the reality. The genes are still the genes. And the idea that you can change your gender is fiction. And that's actually according to a scientist by the name of Staver. Said what he concluded. And the genetic study just basically confirms that there are genetic differences between males and females.
Well, that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So why don't transgender females just compete in male sporting events?
Do you understand? The term transgender would be a transgender male is what they call it. Okay, so why don't girls compete in men's sports? Because the reality is because they lose in almost every sport. There are biological differences in bone structure. Males have more muscle mass than females. Females tend to have more fat. Male blood is more concentrated than that of females, which is more watered down. So this helps with endurance. There's also hormonal, brain, and other differences. The oxygen carrying capacity is greater for males. And it's just the strength and stamina of a female versus a male in general. There's not a comparison. The males are always going to win. But a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. But the reality is, and I'll read this, you'll notice that these athletes have one thing in common. They're all males competing in women's sports because you don't tend to hear the other way around just because it's not an advantage.
Based on that research, it seems like there is no point for women to pursue a college or professional level athletics. Are you aware of any additional science related to this topic?
I'll get to the science in a second, but no, there's still reasons for women to pursue college or professional level athletics, particularly if they can get a scholarship or something, and it's also maybe good for their health. But the idea that they are going to win against males in, say, swimming or running is just not the case. The reality is mediocre males in sports, generally speaking, in most sports, will do better than the females. There was something that back in 2017, they found that well over 5,000 males, including some who were kids under 18, they ran the 400 meter times that were faster than the personal bests of U.S. gold medalists such as Sonia Richards-Ross and Allison Felix. So a mediocre guy can beat the best females. And there's other reasons. You know, there's usually often a height advantage, a size advantage for males. And they give males have a 15 to 20% jumping advantage. Wow. And so they've tested all those kinds of things. And, you know, part of the reason to actually have females compete separately was to encourage all women to exercise more. Because if they had to go against males, it's like, hey, these guys can run faster than us, they can jump farther than us. We just can never win. But when they had women compete against girls, or girls compete against girls, women against women, whatever, they're like, oh, okay, if my friend Sally can do this, maybe I can do it. Mm-hmm. But certainly Sam, I can't go against him.
Yeah.
And I think there's all kinds of negative ramifications for women's health of what they're doing with this. The fruits of this are simply not good.
So it seems then like a woman competing against a transgender male is like me stepping into the ring with Mike Tyson. The IOC may say it's fair, but it's really no contest. How does God address this issue in the Holy Bible?
Well, the Bible in no way encourages a transgender agenda. But you mentioned about stepping in the ring with, you mentioned Mike Tyson, who's a boxer. You're simply, I mean, there might be some female at some point in time who could beat a heavyweight champion. I mean, it's not absolutely impossible. But we haven't seen that, not in our lifetime, and not as far as we know in terms of in terms of world history. It's simply not the case. Now, as far as what the Bible talks about it, I want to go to Romans chapter 1. And quoting some of these passages actually have been prohibited in certain by certain government officials in certain places. But the Bible says in verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools. And because of this, verse 24 says, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies amongst themselves, chopping parts off or whatever. This is dishonoring their bodies. And they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Verse 26 says, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Okay, these aren't good things. The Bible calls them vile passions. Mm-hmm. And even their women exchanged the natural use was against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one for another, men committing was shameful and receiving themselves the penalty of the errors which is due. So again, this is biblical condemnation of what we call homosexuality or lesbianism. But verse 28 says, because they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, God let them have a debased mind to do things which were simply not fitting or good. And he mentions things like sexual immorality, unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness. Okay, you think a guy, male, who wants to compete against a female is not being covetous?
Right.
He wants the title. He wants the prestige.
Yeah.
And then a maliciousness, full of envy. And the Bible warns that these people are backbiters, haters of God, inventors of evil things. And it's this whole transgender thing is an evil thing as far as scripture is concerned. And the Bible also says that if you know the righteous judgment of God, not only aren't you supposed to do these things, you're not supposed to approve of them. Yet we just have the International Olympic Committee go and do this. Mm-hmm. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, the Bible says, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. All who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God. So the Bible pretty well condemns this whole transgender stuff. And in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, and this is from the Old King James, the Apostle Paul wrote, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers themselves of mankind. And the effeminate thing is essentially what we would call transgenderism. Now, I've been warning back since 2015 that this kind of thing was going to happen. Now, the Bible in Genesis says God created man in his image, male and female, he created them. Nowhere in the Bible is any human considered sex or gender other than male or female. And the Bible also says God's not the author of confusion, and the transgender agenda, particularly being promoted by the International Olympic Committee, exploits confusion. We're supposed to love everyone, including the transgender. We just don't think it's good for them. So we don't think promoting it is good. And we don't think it's helping anybody. We think it's harmful, and particularly harmful for women's sports.
Thank you, Dr. Teel. For more interviews with Dr. Teel and written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.